This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After a pause of more than two decades, the federal government is set to start funding research on gun violence. The Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health will split $25 million. Democrats in Congress had pushed for double that. But as Lisa Hagan from the Public Radio Reporting Collaborative, Guns and America, reports, it's still a major policy shift.
In the early 1990s, a study out of Emory University found that guns in the home increase the risk of homicide. Shortly after that, the National Rifle Association started lobbying to shut down the CDC department that had funded the study. Arkansas Congressman Jay Dickey then wrote language into a spending bill saying researchers can't use federal money to advocate for gun control. The CDC continued pursuing gun research for about 3 years, but many researchers were wary of running afoul of some members of Congress. That's according to Mark Rosenberg, who headed the CDC's Injury Prevention Center at the time.
That scared a lot of people away from doing research in that area.
Most federally funded gun violence research slowed to a trickle. For the last 20 years, researchers like Daniel Webster have had to stitch together resources from state and private funders. He studies gun policy at Johns Hopkins. Webster says a lot of recent gun violence research has relied on data that's already available because it's cheaper.
The more expensive and time-consuming work of gathering new data, that is why it's particularly important to have federal funding.
In 2018, the mood in Congress started to shift just after the high school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar told members of Congress that the Dickey Amendment doesn't prohibit funding gun research.
My understanding is that the rider does not in any way impede our ability to conduct our research mission,
but it's simply about advocacy. Will you proactively speak out now knowing we've had our 18th school shooting?
That was Florida Congresswoman Kathy Castor pressing Azar. He told her his agencies would pursue the research. Fast forward to late 2019, President Trump signed the spending bills into law to make that happen. The federal grant process is in its earliest stages, so no research has been funded yet. But Webster says the federal money could lead to in-depth surveys over long periods across wide swaths of the country. In Atlanta, I'm Lisa Hagan for Marketplace.